طيب، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين، وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته للميامين وخلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فحياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء من لقاءات مدارسة هذه الدورة التي أسميناها بالمفتاح إلى العلم. Welcome dear brothers and sisters to this course which we titled by Key to Knowledge. ونحن اليوم and we are today مع with الركن الثاني من أركان الإيمان, the second pillar of the pillars of إيمان, ألا وهو الإيمان بالملائكة, and it is the belief in the angels. وحديثنا اليوم عن الإيمان بالملائكة يتضمن التعريف بهم وأصل خلقهم وصفاتهم. نعم, وخصائصهم وكيفية الإيمان بالملائكة ووظائفهم وأسماء من سمي لنا منهم. نعم, ونختم ذلك بثمرات الإيمان. So we are going to talk about the the identity, qualities, and some of the angels, as well as their duties, their functions, etc. How to believe in angels and what are the fruits of angels as well. عن الإيمان, عن الملائكة. أما عن هذه التسمية, as for the name of the angels, فإنه في العربية it's in Arabic مأخوذ, يعني الملائكة جمع ملك, مأخوذ من الألوك وهي الرسالة, الألوك وهي الرسالة. So it is, angels is a plural of angel. The angels, the word angels, or the word, sorry, the word malaika is plural of malak, of plural of malak. And this word malak is taken as a derivative of the word uluk. Uluk, which means in Arabic the message, the message, that is the uluk, the message. نعم, وهذه المخلوقات, وهذه المخلوقات, والملائكة مخلوقات, ليس كما يزعم كفار قريش بأنهم بنات الله. And the angels are of the creation of Allah. The angels are from the creations of Allah. They are not like what the idol worshippers of Quraysh used to call them, or the Arabs, the whole Arabs, the idol worshippers of the Arabs
used to say that the angels are only daughters of Allah. The daughters of Allah.
والله عز وجل قد رد ذلك في آيات كثيرات كما قال سبحانه وتعالى أله البنات ولكم البنون is it that he has the girls and you have the boys, or is it that he has daughters and you have sons and you have the sons. ولا شك أن هذا من الخطأ البين, and it is no doubt that this is very clear mistake that the kuffar had. طيب فقط قبل أن نسترسل نود أن نذكر بأنه لا ينبغي لأحد أن يكتب أي شيء في مربع ما يسمونه الحوار. So we just want to يعني emphasize the importance of that. No one should write on the chat box, chatting box, لأن هذا يؤثر على صفاء الصوت, because this affects the clarity of the sound. So إذا نرجو من الجميع أن لا يكتبوا شيئا خاصة في وزر في برنامج وزر, and especially on وزر we ask everybody not to write, please, nothing except the admin. The admin is only writing the points of the درس. نعم. طيب إذن الملائكة خلق. So the angels are creation. So the angels are creation from amongst the creation that Allah Ta'ala created. نعم. So they are creation from amongst the creation that Allah created. نعم. طيب قال نعم وهم خلق من مخلوقات الله لهم أجسام نورانية لطيفة قادرة على التشكل والتمثل والتصور بالصور الكريمة. So the angels according to the ulama are Allah's creatures who have luminous and soft bodies and are capable, yeah, they are created from light and they are capable of assuming many honorable shapes, many honorable shapes. Naam. وأيضا هم لهم قوى عظيمة وقدرة كبيرة على التنقل. نعم. And they also possess outstanding power and exceptional ability to move from from one place to another place, from one place to another place. So these are the angels. نعم. هؤلاء هم الملائكة. وأما عن عددهم فلا يعلم عددهم إلا الله. And in regard to the number of the angels, only Allah knows the number of angels. Only Allah knows the number of angels. نعم.
نعم. والله عز وجل خلقهم لعبادته. And Allah Ta'ala created them only to worship, Him. Only to worship Him. Aywa, somebody asked about the... طيب, we'll come inshallah. Somebody asked about the dalil for that the kuffar they are the daughters of Allah. Allah Ta'ala said, يعني بعضهم يسأل أين الدليل الذي يعني أن الكفار كانوا يقولون إن الملائكة بنات الله. قال الله عز وجل في سورة الزخرف في الآية 19, الله تعالى said in سورة الزخرف آية 19, وجعلوا الملائكة الذين هم عباد الرحمن إناثا أشهدوا خلقهم ستكتب شهادتهم ويسألون. الله تعالى said in this ayah, and they make the angels, نعم, who themselves are servants of Allah, the most merciful. Females, did they witness their creation? Their testimony will be recorded, and they will be called to account. نعم. وأيضا قال سبحانه وتعالى في سورة النجم في الآية 27, and also Allah Ta'ala said in سورة النجم آية 27, إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة لا يسمون الملائكة تسمية أنثى. إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة لا يسمون الملائكة تسمية الأنثى. Indeed, those who do not believe in the hereafter name the angels with names of female, نعم. لكن حقيقة أن الملائكة يا إخوان مخلوقة من نور, ليس فيها إناث وذكور, كلهم جنس واحد. But the fact, oh brothers and sisters, is that the angels are created out of light. They are all one sex. There is no male and female amongst them. والله عز وجل خلقهم فقط ليعبدوه. And Allah Ta'ala created them only to worship Him. Only to worship Him. كما قال الله عز وجل, as Allah سبحانه said, نعم, في سورة الأنبياء الآية 19 والآية 20, as Allah Ta'ala said, as in سورة الأنبياء آية 19 and آية 20. ماذا قال الله عز وجل؟ What did Allah Ta'ala say in this ayah? يقول الله عز وجل ومن عنده لا يستكبرون عن عبادته ولا يستحسرون يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون. ومن عنده أي الملائكة, كما جاء ذلك في سورة الأنبياء, نعم, في الآية 19 الآية 20, as in سورة الأنبياء آية 19 عن آية 20. قال الله تعالى said, and this ayah as in the translation of the interpretation, and those who are near Him, near Him meaning near Allah, who they are, the angels, they are the only ones who near Him, نعم, are neither too proud to worship Him, nor that they weary of His worship. They glorify Him, meaning Allah Ta'ala, and they glorify
by him, Allah Ta'ala, day and night, and they flag not. نعم. وهكذا قال الله عز وجل كما في سورة فصلت في الآية 38. And also Allah Ta'ala said, describing them as in Surah Fussilat, Ayah 38. فَإِنْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا يعني الكفار فَإِنْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْ قَبُولِ الْحَقِّ فَالَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ يُسَبِّحُونَ لَهُ بِالْلَّيْلِ وَالنَّعَارِ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْأَمُونَ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْأَمُونَ. But if they, meaning the polytheists, the kuffar, are arrogant, so that they don't worship, they don't accept the haqq, na'am, still, those who are near your Lord, who they are? The angels. Na'am. Glorify him by night and day. By night and by day. And they do not become weary. And they do not become weary. Na'am. Kama fi surat Fussilat. إذن فهذه يعني من خصائص الملائكة من خصائص الملائكة عليهم السلام. And these are from the characteristics of the angels. May Allah's peace be upon them. نعم. وأيضا فإنهم لهم أعمال and they have duties. نعم. And they have duties, very magnificent duties. كما قال الله عز وجل, as Allah Ta'ala said in many ayat, مثل ما جاء في سورة النحل, as what Allah Ta'ala said in سورة النحل في الآية الثانية, as in the second ayah of سورة النحل, ينزل الملائكة بالروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده, على من يشاء من عباده. Allah Ta'ala said, نعم, as we said, as in Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 2, نعم, and he, Allah Ta'ala, sends down the angels with the ruh, meaning the revelation here, because لأن كلمة روح تطلق على ثلاثة أشياء, because the word روح is used for three things, one of three things. الأول هو الروح التي يحيى بها الخلق, التي خلقها الله, التي خلقها الله, وهي النفس. Yeah, first one, the ruh means the one that you live with and the all creation lives with, which is the soul. الثاني الروح بمعنى الوحي كما في هذه الآية. في الآية الأولى قال الله عز وجل ويسألونك عن الروح قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا. تلك الروح يعني التي يحيا بها الناس. The first one, the deliverance, is what Allah Ta'ala said. They asked you about the soul. Say the soul is from the matter of my Lord. Meaning that which Allah Ta'ala has the knowledge of alone. And whatever knowledge you are given is only little. وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. نعم. وَأَمَّا النَّوْعُ الثَّانِي فَهُوَ الْوَحِي كما قال الله عز وجل يُنَزِّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ بِالْرُوحِ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ. بالروح يعني بالوحي.
The second is the revelation as in this ayah. And he sends down the angels with the ruh, meaning the revelation. وَالثَّالِثُ هُوَ جِبْرِيلُ وَالثَالِثُ يعني القسم الثالث إنما يعني هو جبريل يطلق على جبريل يطلق على جبريل كما قال الله عز وجل نزل به الروح الأمين كما قال الله عز وجل نزل به الروح الأمين نعم كما في سورة الشورى في الآية 19 193 نزل به الروح الأمين يعني جبريل the trustworthy روح meaning جبريل has brought it meaning the revelation the Quran نعم وهكذا أيضا ذكره الله عز وجل في سورة القدر الآية الرابعة as well in سورة القدر آية 4 تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر تنزل الملائكة ثم خص جبريل قال والروح إذن كما في سورة القدر تنزل الملائكة والروح they're in on the night of the قدر يعني في رمضان ليلة القدر the night of رمضان أو في ليلة القدر رمضان they're in descend the angels and the روح in it who is that روح جبريل عليه السلام جبريل عليه السلام إذن هذا من وظائفهم. So this is from their duties. ويأتي معنا إن شاء الله زيادة. And we'll speak more about the duties of the angels. لكن دعونا الآن نأخذ استراحة قليل. ثم نعود إن شاء الله 10 دقائق but let us take 10 minutes break and then يعني come back إن شاء الله تعالى and إن شاء الله today and tomorrow we're going to speak about the angels because this is very important يا إخوان نعم I stop now إن شاء الله we continue after the break السلام عليكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نعم أيها الأخوة والأخوات brothers and sisters إذن عرفنا الآن معنى الملائكة وعرفنا أنهم so we know now what is the meaning of ملائكة or angels ملائكة نعم وعرفنا أصل خلقتهم وعرفنا أصل خلقتهم. So and also we know the origin of the angels' creation. وعرفنا بعض صفاتهم and we know some of the And we know some of the qualities or the
qualities of them. نعم. أما أصل خلقتهم فهم من النور. As for the origin of the creation is from light. كما جاء في الحديث عند مسلم من حديث أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها عن صحيح مسلم from the hadith of the mother of the believers عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم she said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said خلقت الملائكة من نور. خلقت الملائكة من نور. The angels were created from light. وخلق الجن من مارج من نار. And the jinn were created from fierous flame of the fire. The first flame of the fire. وخلق آدم مما وصف لكم يعني من ماذا من الطين. And Adam is created from that which has been described for you. What is that? What does that mean? This is the clay. نعم. فهذه أصل خلقته. نعم. وأما يعني صفاتهم فأول صفة من صفاتهم أنهم غلاظ شداد. The first quality of or description of them is that they are harsh and severe. كما جاء في سورة التحريم في الآية السادسة. هذه سورة التحريم آية number 6. آية number 6. قال الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is people and stones, over which are appointed angels who are harsh and severe. They never disobey Allah. Who disobey not Allah Ta'ala. But do that which they are commanded. نعم. إذن هذه صفة من صفاتهم أنهم غلاب شداد. So this is one of their characteristics that they are very harsh and severe. كما قال الله عز وجل عن كبيرهم جبريل عليه السلام. As Allah Ta'ala said about their master, the head of them, جبريل عليه السلام. جبريل عليه السلام قال علمه شديد القوى. قال علمه شديد القوى كما في سورة النجم آية 5. As in سورة النجم آية 5 Allah Ta'ala said علمه شديد القوى ذي مرة. لا في الآية الأخرى. ذلك في الآية الأخرى. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has been taught this Quran or يعني dictated to him by one who is intense in strength. وجاء في آية الطارق في آية التكوير. وجاء في آية التكوير
آية 20 آية 8 وسورة التكوير أن الله عز وجل وصف جبريل قال ذي قوة عند ذي العرش مكين مطاع ثم أي في السماء أمين على الوحي أمين على الوحي he said possessed of power and with Allah the owner of the throne highly ranked مطاع ثم is obeyed therein meaning in the heavens by the angels obeyed Jibreel Amin Jibreel is described by Amin that is trustworthy of the revelation وقد بين الله عز وجل وصفه يعني ذكر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رآه على صورته أن الله تعالى told us that he Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم saw Jibreel in his real form كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة التكوير في الآية 23 عز الله تعالى سير سورة التكوير آية 23 ولقد رآه بالأفق المبين أي محمد رأى هو يعني جبريل and he محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم has already seen him meaning جبريل in the clear horizon يعني رآه بصورته يعني رآه بصورته meaning he saw him in his real form كما جاء في الحديث عند مسلم as it is reported in صحيح مسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنما هو جبريل لم أره على صورته التي خلق عليها غير هاتين المرتين رأيته منهبطا من السماء سادا عظم خلقي ما بين السماء والأرض ما بين السماء والأرض He said that was Jibreel who I have not seen in his natural angel form except on these two occasions I saw him descending from the heavens with the magnitude of his physical appearance covering the distance between the heavens and earth وجاء عند أحمد المسند عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه and it is reported in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad on the authority of عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال رأى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل في صورته وله 600 جناح كل جناح منها قد سد الأفق يسقط من جناحه من التهاويل والدر والياقوت ما الله به عليم قال الحافظ ابن كثير هذا إسناده جيد ابن مسعود said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saw Angel Jibreel in his original and natural angelic form He has 600 wings. Each wing of them blocked up the horizon. Each wing blocked up the horizon. Many perils, rubies, and other objects of different colors the exact number of which is known to Allah
we're falling of the wings of Jibreel alayhi salam. Na'am, blocked the horizon, blocked up the horizon, blocked it up. Na'am. وهكذا جاء عند أبي داود من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما بسند صححه الهيثمي في مجمع الزوائد أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أذن لي أن أحدث عن ملك من ملائكة الله من حملة العرش، إنما بين شحمة أذني وعاتقي مسيرة 700 عام. مسيرة 700 عام. And it is also reported by Imam Abu Dawood in his Sunan from Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, with a chain of narration that is authenticated by Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawa'id, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been authorized to speak of an angel of Allah among the bearers of his throne. The distance between his earlobe and his shoulders is equivalent to a 700-year walk. 700-year walk. Subhanallah. How great creation these are, ya ikhwan. How great creation these are. Now ask yourself, why Allah Ta'ala created them along beside worshipping Him day and night, glorifying Him day and night? There are other purposes that you're going to hear now that make you tremendously love these angels, these creations, respect them, send peace upon them. Try always to remember that they are surrounding you and with you. نعم. وهذه الملائكة يا إخوان ليست على صفة واحدة من حيث الخلق. And these angels, oh brothers and sisters, are not of the same quality in the creation. فبعضها له جناحان، وبعضها له 4، وبعضها له 6، وبعضها له أكثر، كما سمعتم عن جبريل. قال الله عز وجل كما في سورة فاطر الآية الأولى منها، أن الله تعالى said as in سورة فاطر آية 1، نعم، الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى، يعني جناحين أو زوجين من الأجنحة، يعني 4، وثلاث يعني 3 أزواج من الأجنحة، يعني 6، ورباع يعني 4 أزواج من الأجنحة، يعني 8، 4 عن يمين و4 عن يسار، يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء، كما في خلق جبريل 600 جناح. 600 جناح. الله تعالى said, praise be to Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, who made the angels messengers with wings. 2, not 2 by the meaning one right, one left. No.
Matna here means two bears. Wasulat meaning three bears. Waruba meaning four bears. And he increases in the creation, meaning of the angels in terms of wings. What he, Allah Ta'ala, wills. As he created, as you hear, Jibreel alayhi salam with 600 wings. 600 wings. وبالمناسبة فإن جبريل عليه السلام هو من حمل قرية سدوم. قرية سدوم نعم التي كان فيها قوم لوط بجناح واحد حملها عن بكرة أبيها ورفعها إلى عنان السماء ثم كفأها على الأرض. And by the way, جبريل عليه السلام is the one who raised the town of Sodom. Town of Sodom, where the people of Lut alayhi salam were living. So he, Jibreel alayhi salam, with one wing raised this whole town with everything in it, like a piece of paper, and raised it to the heavens, and then thrown it down, upside down. Subhanallah. ويقول ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما في معنى قوله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة النجم ذو مرة يعني جبريل أي ذو منظر حسن وقال قتادة ذو خلق طويل حسن. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said in interpreting this ayah of Surah An-Najm ayah 6, where Allah Ta'ala said ذو مرة, meaning Jibreel, the original word of this يعني, the above verse mirra means يعني, has been explained by Ibn Abbas as one with attractive outward appearance. And as Qatada said, one with handsome, tall shape. Handsome, tall shape. So that is the meaning of Dhumirratin. Dhumirratin. Naam. So Jibreel alayhi salam is in a very beautiful looking. وأيضا فإن الله عز وجل قد وصف هؤلاء الملائكة بأنهم كرام أبرار كما قال في سورة عبس في الآية 15 و16 وكذلك في سورة الانفطار في الآية 10 و11 قال سبحانه في سورة عبس بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة. And Allah Ta'ala said as in Surah Abbas ayahs 15 and 16 بأيدي سفرة, in the hands of scribes, meaning the angels, كرام honorable, بررة righteous. وقال أيضا في سورة نعم وقال أيضا في سورة الانفطار هذه سورة الانفطار آية 11 وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين. But indeed over you our people or mankind are angels appointed as keepers, honorable, writing down your deeds. So that's how they were described. That's how they were described. فهذه جملة من صفاتهم. These are يعني some of their descriptions. نعم. كم بقي من الوقت؟ بقي 20 دقيقة. لعلنا إن شاء الله نقف هنا لنأخذ بعض الأسئلة ثم نكمل غدا إن شاء الله تعالى مع خصائصهم عليهم السلام. And so we stop here إن شاء الله تعالى and take some questions, and tomorrow we begin with the characteristics of the angels. May Allah's peace be upon them. نعم. والآن نأخذ بعض الأسئلة. And now we take some questions. نعم. طيب. Please, on Wednesday, do not just send the questions. Wait until you see me answer one question, then you send another question. Here one question from Wizak, from Asfar. Say, Assalamu alaikum. By the way, Akhwan, somebody told me that I speak very loud. If it is true, you please type one so I can reduce my voice. But if it is okay with you, then inshallah ta'ala we continue. And someone said that I speak very close to the mic. And I don't know if that is the fact or not. Yeah, I know clear, but is it loud? Do I shout when I speak? طيب, okay, inshallah. طيب, here a question from Asfad. طيب, stop typing, please. Stop typing on Wizik. So I can read the question. It says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa jazakallah khair. Ameen. For the lesson. Ameen. Up on the ear, will we see the angel of death and his original form? That is a good question. The angels, a creation which cannot be seen in their form, but at the time of death there are some sayings, and as I remember maybe a hadith, but I'm not so sure of the authenticity of them. Therefore, let me take this question for tomorrow. And I'll come back to you, inshallah. First thing, tomorrow, inshallah, to answer it. Fine. We take one question from Paltok. Wafikum barakallah. It says here, is it correct to call Angel Jibreel alayhi salam the ruh of Allah? La, la. We don't say the ruh of Allah. La. We say as Allah called him. Al-ruh al-ameen. Al-ruh al-ameen. نعم. But we cannot give names like that. الروح, روح الله. لا. Okay. A question from Wizik. It says, do the angels who guard hell have names? The head of them, yes. That is Malik. Malik is the guard of the hell. But the hell has many angels. First, the hell has 7 rings tied to it, 7 long ropes. Each rope is held by 70,000 of the angels, as we are going to explain, inshallah, more tomorrow. Naam. And also inside the fire, there are angels who punish the people of fire. As Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَ وَمَا كَانَ عِدَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَ. And the punishment in the fire is only with the angels. Now, a question from Paltok. It says, you mentioned that the angels are all one sex, yet they have male names. Why is that? So they are all male? La, la, la. We cannot say that. We cannot say that all male. First of all, how did you know that these are male names? Naam. And yani it could be. Yani, let me give you example. In Arabic, we sometimes some names we can be, we use male and female. Like for example, Asma. Asma and Juwayriya. Naam. Can be used for male and female. And there is a companion called, a companion male called Asma'u ibn Juwayriya. So his name is Asma' and his father's name is Juwayriya. Naam. But Allah Ta'ala defeated that. They are created as female. They are created as Allah knows what they are, but there is nus and female. We cannot say male and female. Wallahu a'lam. From music, it says, Barakallahu feekum. Feek. Is it allowed for a female to be named angel? La. We can't call yani any creation other than the angels, angel. And there is a great mistake that they call the nurses in the hospitals angel of mercy. That is wrong. That is wrong. And some maybe draw an image of anything of a boy, children with wings and horses with wings, and they say these, the children with wings are the angels. All this is wrong. Wallahu a'lam. All this is wrong. We cannot do that. Naam. Ma'alesh, I'll go back to Sister Idris in Paltok. It says, she said that I think, so they are all male. And then she said, I think I misunderstood. What you need to understand, all brothers and sisters, is that we cannot call we cannot call the angel male or female without any proof. And Allah Ta'ala didn't tell us. The Prophet ﷺ didn't tell us. Why do we need to interfere into that? What kind of benefit that we earn? Nothing. So we need to stop there. That's it. Wallahu a'lam. Salwa Muhammad says in Arabic, Ash-Sheikh al-Fadil, بالنسبة للسؤال السابق, هل هذا يعني أن اسم ملك أو ملاك محرم شرعا؟ نعم, هذا محرم شرعا. ما يصح أن يسمى البشر ملائك. لماذا؟ لأن الله عز وجل قال عن الملائكة لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. فهل هذه البنت هي لا تعصي الله أبدا وتفعل ما تؤمر دائما؟ هذا غير صحيح. وذلك يقول بعض أهل العلم هناك من الأسماء ما لا يجوز. The sister is asking, Sister Salwa is asking, does that mean it is not allowed to call a girl Malak or Malak? I said yes, because Allah Ta'ala said about the angels, the Malaika, which is one of them is Malak. He said that they never disobey Allah and they always do what Allah commanded them. Does this girl, is this girl like that? Is she always going to do what Allah commanded her to do? Will she never commit anything wrong? Then we cannot. And as I said, some of Al-Ilm said there are certain names, it is wrong to use them. يعني قال بعض العلم الشيخ ابن عثيمين الشيخ ابن عثيمين قال نعم بعض الأسماء لا يجوز استعمالها. Some names we should not use. مثل إيمان، تقوى، هدى، نعم هكذا مثل هذه ما يصح. ونعم so the sheikh said that some names which has type of recommendation like إيمان، تقوى، هدى، رحمة, all this is not correct. نعم we should not use like that. نعم والله أعلم. المشكلة أن كثير من الناس يريد أن يأتي بشيء جديد. Some people only want to bring something new. وهذا خطأ. لو سمينا بأسماء الصحابيات, if we name our daughters by the names of the صحابيات, this would be great. First of all, we keep their names remembered and their stories remembered, and at the same time they are very beautiful names. والله أعلم. نأخذ سؤال من البالتوك. We take one question from Baltok. Please do not send it. Do not send on Wizik. طيب. أم ميسرة السلفية says, may Allah reward you, Sheikh. Ameen. My question is, for example, when you sit after prayer to do dhikr, a hadith says, angels ask forgiveness for you to Allah. I understand that the angels are very big. So how are they in your house? How should I understand this? You should understand this the way we explained it earlier, but maybe you are not with us. Maybe you are not. Either you join later or you were busy doing something else, which I always warn my students from. I say always, please be with us. Do not get in this time, and that's why I give you a break, so you can do whatever you want to do. We said there that they are massive in their creation, but they are created from light, and Allah Ta'ala gave them the ability to be in any honorable shape and form they want. Or Allah Ta'ala wants them to be. Wallahu a'lam. We already said that. طيب, let me take from Wizik. I think we have passed some questions here. Okay, it says, why did Allah call Jibreel Ruh? Why did Allah call Jibreel Ruh? I have no idea. That's the proper answer. I don't know. I don't know really. It is, Allah Ta'ala called him Ar-Ruh Al-Ameen. Na'am? Ar-Ruh Al-Ameen. And Ruh, the word Ruh, itself means soul. And the angels have souls. As you are going to see tomorrow, inshallah, they will die, all of them, even the angel who is responsible of blowing on the on the horn. نعم والله أعلم. طيب. It says here, so you cannot call a female malaika, right? Yes, right. You cannot call. نعم. I saw a question earlier on Wednesday, but please stop sending anything. Let me just read that. Do the angels who guard? Okay, we saw this. There was a question saying, okay, here. Amr al-Sabil says, Malik means king. No, that is Malik. As Allah Ta'ala says, Malik Yawm al-Din. Malik, not Malik. Naam? Malik Yawm al-Din. Malik in Arabic means the owner of. Naam? What does that has to do with the angels? Okay, I explained to you. I already explained to you that it is la. It's not correct. Not in Morocco. Not in Saudi. It is Arabic language. Malik with the spelling you put Malik. Like my name, Maliki, that is honor. Now, but Malik, that is king. Malik, that is king. And neither this nor that is the one we use for this creation. This creation is Malak. It's not Malik, it's not Malik, it is Malak. Okay, it is Malak, and Malik is the king. Wallahu a'lam. Okay, take another question from who is it? It says here, Barakallahu fikum. What says this? Arnat says, Barakallahu fikum, Sheikh. Amin wa iyyak. I have one question, but it is not. We say, Akhwan, please do not send more questions. Let me read, please. Okay, it says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya Akhwan, I said, do not send any questions, please. It's not related with the topic because I have confused. Can I ask? Or and type no problem. Send your question. Your question or not. Let's take another question. Amir says, "You said Dahu Martin." Dumiratin means one with the attractive outward appearance. Not attractive, very beautiful outward appearance. Okay. Hassan said, Paltok, I have seen no questions. There is one raising his hand. Please allow him to send. Hassan says, is it haram to name a person Huda or Ran? As I told you that Sheikh Uthaymeen said this is wrong to name someone Huda and Iman and Rahma. Why? He said, because someone calls you or knock the door and say, do you have Rahma? You say, no, we have no Rahma. A'udhu Billah. That is bad. Is there any Iman in this house? No, there is no Iman in this house. That is bad. And besides that, these are not names for human. These Arabic words, and show me one Sahaba or any Arab in the old days named their daughter Huda, Iman, Rahma. There is no names like that. These are not names for human. Wallahu a'lam. Okay. Stasi says, is it permissible to name people after the angels as in Jibreel, Mikael? Yes, you can use, because it is used even in the pious predecessors. Jibreel, yeah, Mikael, it is possible. You use this name, it is possible. But you don't call them Malak. No. Noble Cause says, is it allowed to call one's child my angel? No, we said it's not allowed. Even if it is out of love. You can't call the child my angel. Because this is a lie, it's not angel. It's not angel. As exactly, it is not allowed to call him bad names. You cannot call him my dog, for example. No. So you call him with his name, you can't give him some nicknames like my heart, my eyes. No, no problem. Salwa says, how can I convince the child with the idea of the presence of angels? Well, as you hear, yani, when you recite to the child the Quran and try to simplify it for him, the child will understand. Will understand. You tell him there is an angel. If he says, how can I believe, I don't see, we say, okay, is there any oxygen in the room? If he says yes, say to him, do you see it? Do you see it? No. Then khalas, it's the same thing. No? It's the same thing. Okay. Arnat says, can you advise me, please, how should be our relations with people who say in Saudi, scholars are only supporting government and people who are saying that the truth, they are in like Khalid al-Rashid. Well, first of all, did Khalid al-Rashid say the truth? I'm wondering, did he say the truth? He didn't say the truth. He said that he spoke the fitna only. He spoke of the fitna. And is what he said goes along and adhere what the Prophet ﷺ told us to say about the rulers or against it? So if Khalid al-Rashid said something contradict with the Prophet's advice, shall we use him and respect him? That's what I'm wondering. The Prophet ﷺ told us not to put people like this in jail. He told us to fight against them. And even he said that if he lives until he sees these Khawarij, he will kill them. And he told us the advice to the rulers should not be on open, like internet, like TV channels, like radios, like member of in the masjid. But he said, you go to the ruler and whisper to him in his ear. من كان عنده نصيحة لذي سلطان فلا يبديها علانية وليأخذ بيده نعم وليسارعه. And Abu Sa'id al-Khudri implemented this with al-Walid ibn Abdul Malik. When he put the khutbah of Eid before the Salah of Eid. And this is in the religion. Sa'id al-Khudri did say nothing. He waited until Walid finished the khutbah and then led the prayer, and when he was leaving, he walked along with him and he grabbed his hand and he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Look how he even called him. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you have changed. Just like that. He said, Ya Aba Sa'id, the people do not listen to us if we pray first and then give the khutbah, they leave. He said, even you should only follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. So he gave the advice. This is the way, not the way of Khalid al-Rashid and so on and so on. And if the ulama in Saudi Arabia, they only please the rulers, can you show me any other ulama who can speak the truth, the haqq? If the ulama in Saudi Arabia are not speaking the haqq, then who is speaking the haqq? Can you show me? Can he show me? Can you show me, please? And I tell you one example. When King Abdullah, may Allah preserve him and keep him upon Iman and Islam and Sunnah, and make him to continue be the protector of Islam and Sunnah and Tawheed these days. Naam, when King Abdullah wanted to extend the width of the Mas'a in the Haram, he asked for advice from all the scholars all around the world. And advice not from only Saudi Arabia or scholars in Saudi Arabia, I went from all around the world. Many people who are considered to be scholars, or at least some of them even clean chef, advice is yes, yes, yes. You know who said no? And still, until today, they say no, and they don't even do sa'i in that new mas'a. It is Sheikh Abdulaziz al-Sheikh, Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, Sheikh Abdullah al-Ghadiyan. These are the ulama of Saudi Arabia. They said no. They said no. Naam. How many times Sheikh bin Baz spoke the haqq? Naam. I was in a class of Sheikh bin Baz when a question raised to him. Why, Sheikh, why do not the ulama say nothing to the ruler of Saudi Arabia, the king in Saudi Arabia, regarding the music and TV? The Sheikh cried and he said, how did you know that we don't say that? How did you know that we don't advise? And then he reported the asar of Osama ibn Zayd, the son of Zayd ibn Haritha. رضي الله عنه came to the Khawarij at the time of Uthman, and they said to him, Ya Usama, don't you go to this Khalifa and advise him? He said to them, Subhanallah, is it whenever I go and advise him, I come to you and tell you that I advised him, then it is not an advice. When I expose it, it's not an advice. Subhanallah. How many times the ulama speak to the rulers? But is it? Every time they speak, the rulers change? We hope, but it's not like that. It's not like the fact. Maybe the ruler has another alim say something else. So he take that advice or opinion. And he has the right to do that. Allah gave him that right. The Messenger gave him that right. Naam, wallahu alam. But it is not correct, ikhwan. Wallahi, you will never ever find any ulama as the ulama in Saudi Arabia. And I am responsible of this, swear by Allah, inshallah ta'ala. Naam. And yes, we support the government. Why do not we support the government? Is the government our enemy? When the government becomes the enemy of the people, that's a problem, ikhwan. That's a problem. If the government of Saudi Arabia, who expanded the two holy mosques to these beautiful places, turned them to beautiful places, and supplied them with Zamzam water even to Medina, no single day or fard you find no Zamzam in Medina mosque, in the Prophet's mosque, and AC, and toilets, and very good accommodation around it. If you see what they done in Arafat, in Muzdalifah, in Mina, if you see how beautiful they turned these places to be, if you see the Quran which is published widely and printed in Medina, and they publish it for free to the Hujjaj and everywhere, if you see the books that they publish for free the books of Sunnah, the books of Hadith. If you see the Jami'ah Islamiyah, which is there is no any like of it in the whole world. If you see Jami'atul Imam Muhammad ibn Saud al-Islamiyah in Riyadh, if you see Jami'at Umm al-Qura, if you see the classes of the scholars in the two holy mosques, where you don't find like that anywhere in the world. So why don't we support them? And whatever good that they do, and in whatever mistake they do, we ask Allah first of all to forgive them. Second, if we can advise them, we will advise them. We will advise them. Naam? That is the situation. This is the position. Read the Ikhwan, a Sunnah for Imam Ahmad, Sunnah for Baba Ali, the Aqidah of Abu Zur'an, Abu Hatim al-Razi, Sabuni, many, many others of the scholars of the yani Salaf. Read what they say in regard to how to deal with the rulers and the difference between Al-Sunnah and the Khawarij. It is only with the rulers. We cannot expose their mistakes. This is not the way of Al-Sunnah, Ikhwan. Now, last question from Paltok here. It says, what will happen after when those all angels die? What happened with them after? They will be in the Jannah. The angels of mercy, they will be in the Jannah, living in the Jannah. And the angels who Allah Ta'ala created them to punish the kuffar in the fire, they're going to be in the fire punishing the kuffar. Naam? And they are pleased with that. They are pleased with that and they glorify their Lord because He created them only for that. And this is the end of our talk today. May Allah Ta'ala grant our, yani, fill our hearts with Iman and make us from those who submit to the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hold the Quran and Tawheed by our inner teeth, and make us from the followers of the Salaf, the pious predecessors, and may Allah Ta'ala keep us until we die and stand before Him upon the haq that He likes, not upon the thing that we like. May Allah Ta'ala gather us always on what He likes in this life and in the hereafter. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.